You are Locked On Steelers, your daily Pittsburgh Steelers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, bringing you your daily dose of all things on the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's Friday, July 16th. And when y'all know it's Friday, that means it's Fantasy Draft Friday. That's right, it's back. We're picking all-time Steelers wide receivers. And I say we because joining me to play in Fantasy Draft Friday are the hosts of the Yinz Hers podcast. If you haven't heard the Yinz Hers podcast, what are you doing with your life? It's Morgan, Samantha, Jordan. All three of the ladies are right here on the Steelers, the Locked On Steelers podcast for a second time. They bet they were on it before the draft. I told them they'd be back, and here they are, here debating who could assemble the best all-time Steelers receiving crew. Find out today on the Locked On Steelers podcast, which is downloaded anywhere, but especially on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and the app Odyssey. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey. And remember to rate us 5 stars with a positive comment, and you get a special shout-out at the end of the show. Let's get into it. So here we are on Friday. It's Fantasy Draft Friday. It's back. We took a break last week and talked to Arthur Mose, but we're back here this week with the hosts of the Yinz Hers podcast, back again for their second appearance in the Locked On Steelers podcast. We've got Jordan, we've got Samantha, we've got Morgan. It's time to throw down. Now, in the second and third segments, it will get serious. Friends may turn on each other for their chance to draft Hines Ward. We will see how this goes. But before we get to that, first of all, I got to check with the ladies. How have y'all been? Jordan, I know, let me start with Morgan. Morgan, you and I are on the celebrity softball team, on Doran's team together. We got to get ourselves together and get to be swinging this Saturday.
Dude, I have been like in the cages with my pro baseball playing boyfriend. So all I'm saying is like Team Black, you better look out because I'm coming for you. And even if I'm bunting, I'm beating it out to first every time. Chris, we're winning, and it's not even going to be close.
That's the spirit we need, because I am not so confident in my skills.
I'm puffer fishing. I am nervous. I'm going to strike out 4 times. Sorry, Dorn. I'm sorry. I told you I was good. I lied. I just wanted you to draft me. So.
And for clarity, for those who are listening, this is the Three Rivers Celebrity Softball game. It is this Saturday to tomorrow, July 17th at the Wild Things Park in Washington, PA. It's a charity event benefiting the Hayward House. There'll be several Steelers there. It will have Arthur Motes, a former Steelers there, but Pat Freiermuth, Alex Highsmith, Terrell Edmonds, Deontay Johnson, Dwayne Haskins, Zach Banner, Cam Hayward, Najee Harris, Tyson Alulu, Kendrick Green, and then there's going to be several Pittsburgh personalities there as well. Morgan's playing in it. Jordan, I understand. Are you announcing this game?
Yeah, Sam and I are doing game day coverage.
Both of you?
It's going to be something else, Chris.
Yeah, so y'all got to come out and see the Yinzers in person.
Yeah.
Live
in action.
For the first
time ever. Yeah.
For the first time ever. I mean, this
is
going to
be witnessing history. Yeah.
We're going to be doing giveaways. We have some jerseys, some t-shirts. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. We haven't announced that officially yet on Twitter, but yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Wow. That's this. I didn't even know that part of it. I've been too locked in. Once I was told I was playing this thing, I went and bought. First, I went to the batting cages. I hit like 10 sessions of balls, and my hands were blistered up. I was like, all right, so
yes.
I need batting gloves. Right? Right?
I ripped the skin off my thumb last night, and Jared's like, suck it up. This is baseball. Rub some dirt on it. I'm like, okay. Okay. Sure thing.
So this is a really cool event. I'm excited to meet all of you in person. I'm really excited to be there. I'll have some family there to be hanging out. This is a very exciting event. And if you're out there, if you're listening to this podcast and you're in the Pittsburgh area and you want to make it out to this thing, just look up the Washington Wild Things Park. They're a minor league team that plays out in Washington, PA. You could go there. I believe the tickets are $10. I think I'm correct there.
$10 and for $10. A great cause, y'all.
Yeah.
Benefiting the Hayward House. I mean, they do so much for the community in Pittsburgh. So couldn't be for a better cause. It's going to be such a great event.
It will be such a great event. So yeah, we're very excited for this event. So if you want to support something that has a great cause and get to see some Steelers in live action, as well as all of yours truly that are present on this podcast, come out and support it. It'll be a great time. I gotta ask Jens Hurs, now that we're into the dead of the off season, it's all quiet now. All we're getting is, you know, Pittsburgh Twitter beefs and all the things that are going on. How are y'all feeling about this Steelers season? Because every day that I'm talking about it, you know, I get some people on the show, they're really excited. Some people on the show are like, I don't know, this is probably going to be bad. We heard about Ben Roethlisberger earlier this week about how he's upset and he's serious and he's taking things. His diet's really strict. I continue to feel rightful optimism about where this team is going to go.
I feel the same. I mean, and Sam and Jordan will tell you 100% eternal optimist over here. And I've been the one, you know, all off season long saying everyone breathe. It's not going to be as bad as you guys want to think it's going to be. I believe the headline today was Ben Roethlisberger more serious than Tom Brady about his diet and weight loss program. So I saw someone say, like, I'm on the BR7 plan. I'm buying that ASAP. So am I. Like, I'm totally buying in. It's going to be Ben's best season ever. You know how I am. It's going to be great. I'm pumped.
I don't know. I feel like all of the issues that they had last season have been addressed in one way or another.
Right.
The offensive coordinator addressed. The running game addressed, offensive line addressed, Ben and his, whether or not he's in shape, like, it's being addressed. And at least for me, the off season it's a fresh start for everybody, because, you know, you could be, I mean, maybe not for Jacksonville because they have a long hill to climb, but for the majority of teams, I would say probably like a little more than half the league, It's anybody's trophy to win, because it's really hard to win the Super Bowl. And from my perspective, at least, like, we only have a couple more years with Ben, if that,
right.
I'm not going to spend his last precious off seasons, potentially off season, bitching about stuff. Like,
right.
They haven't given me any reason to believe that they're going to be worse than they were last year. It only looks like they're going to improve, maybe not in record, but hopefully in outcome. And I would much rather, when we don't know what's going to happen, have a little bit of hope that this team can go the distance and have a really great season. I don't know why people have to complain about everything all the time. Like, let's have fun. It's a sport. My God.
Exactly. Like, go into it with a little cautious optimism, right? If you can't go in with full blown optimism, let's call it cautious optimism. Jordan's exactly right. They addressed all the issues that we had, the ones that people were complaining about from day one. And so we've seen, you know, this growth in the off season, and let's let it come to fruition before we start throwing this team off a cliff.
Samantha, I wanted to get your thoughts on that. How do you feel about the steps that they've taken and, you know, getting ready for a season where, you know, we talk about the strength of schedule, throw that out. Just know that there's just going to be some serious contenders on this list. They start right off the bat with the Bills.
Yeah, they do. It's not an easy schedule. I mean, when you look at it, they have the toughest schedule in the league this year. That being said, I think, I don't know which podcast it was on. I thought it was yours even, that I predicted they would go at worst 10-7.
I think, yeah, you did say it the last time you were on. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what I went with. And there's no reason even looking at that schedule that I don't think they could do that.
Right.
Yeah. All right. That's the same sense of optimism. That's why I mess with y'all. That's why I mess with y'all. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, It's Fantasy Draft Friday time. We're going to dig in. It's all-time Steelers wide receivers. For those who listen to the podcast and know this game, get excited. All three of the ladies are competing against each other, so they're going to have to pick amongst all-time Steelers receivers to see who can create the best Steelers receiving core. So we're going to do that right after this commercial break. But first, we got to talk to our friends at betonline.ag. BetOnline.ag, the only place that we trust here in the Locked On Podcast Network to place bets on. Even though football season's over, there's a ton of different ways to make money by gambling on sports right now. If you go to BetOnline.ag today and sign up for your free account, you'll get a 50% bonus to your first deposit simply by entering the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON, Locked On, all capital letters and all one word. And that will get you your 50% bonus on your first deposit. Right now, sure, the NFL's done, but you can put money down on where certain free agents might be going in the NFL. You can also bet on college basketball, the NBA, and the NHL. All different ways to get off the sidelines and get in on the action. BetOnline.ag. Remember, use that promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, Locked On, all capital letters, all one words, to get a 50% bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, I'm your host, Chris Carter, here with the host of the Yins Hers podcast. We've got Morgan, we've got Jordan, we've got Samantha. We're playing Fantasy Draft Friday, right here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. Today's topic are the all-time Steelers wide receivers. We've done all-time Steelers secondary. We've done all-time Steelers linebackers. I won the secondary contest. Tony won the linebackers contest. We're going to have the ladies duke it out. See who can assemble the best wide receiver crew in Steelers history. This is going to be a serious challenge because the Steelers are all throughout. Now, for those who haven't listened to this an episode like this before, the rules are this. Once a player is taken by someone else, that player is off the board. That is for that team, for that team only. The other rules is that when you're doing this, we're doing snake order. We've already determined the order is Morgan, Jordan, and Samantha, and then the second round will go backwards and so on and so forth. So we have everything pretty much laid out here. And in the third, in this segment, they will pick their picks. We'll take a break. In the third segment, they'll argue their picks, and you, the listeners, get to decide in the Locked On Steelers Facebook group, where all weekend you'll get a chance to vote whose list was the best. So that's going to be the argument. Again, you're assembling this to be like your team that you're that you're assembling to play for the Steelers. All right. So, with all that being said, Morgan, the pressure is on. You have the first overall pick for the all-time Steelers wide receivers list. Who is your person?
I mean, gee, gosh, this is so hard. I have no idea who I'm going to pick. I can't decide. Hines Ward.
Didn't have that lined
all right,
up
I
at
quit.
All.
Wasn't that all right.
Just pulled that one out of a hat, you know.
Okay. Hines Ward, all-time leading receiver for the Steelers in total yards. Antonio Brown did not take that from him before he left. Okay, Morgan's got Ward off the board. Jordan, it comes to you before Samantha gets her back-to-back picks. Who are you locking down?
You know what? I think I got to go with my first pick. Lynn Swann. Okay. I'm going to go Lynn Swann.
All right. Lynn Swann is off the board. The first 70s Steelers receiver. It always gets interesting when we bring up rings and the importance and who's where and what and how they would do. So that's we'll get to that in the debate segment. But Samantha, you've got back-to-back picks here. You still got one of the 70 Steelers left. Got all the modern guys left. Who are you picking with your back-to-back picks?
So my first one, which is going to tug on some heartstrings.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be Antonio Brown.
I was wondering who was going to do that.
Knife to the heart. I wanted it so bad.
Me. It was me, guys. I'm so sorry. my second one. I got back-to-back picks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take John Stallworth.
That's a heck of a pair. John Stallworth and Antonio Brown. Sheesh.
Not bad.
Killer picks, Sam.
Great 1-2 punch. Now we have both the 70 Steelers top receivers are off the board. Jordan, it comes back to you. You've already got Lynn Swann. Mm. I'm intrigued to see when we'll start to see guys that are on the team now start to go in this list. But something tells me you might have something else in mind here. But let's see who you got, Jordan, with your second round pick.
I do. I'm going to take Santonio Holmes.
Whoa! Super killer. Bowl 43 MVP.
Yep. Killer.
Tough.
And now, Morgan.
All the Super Bowl MVPs are off the board. The Steelers have the most receivers to win Super Bowl MVP with Hines Ward, Lynn Swann, and Santonio Holmes. Could have had John Stallworth, but they awarded both the Super Bowl 14 to Terry Bradshaw. But still, that's all three of those guys are off the board, the MVPs. Morgan, back-to-back picks, your second and third round picks here to back up Hines Ward.
Dude, I'm just like not ready for back-to-back picks. First of all, I want to take Yancey Thigpen.
Going with the 90s.
I mean, he had for a while the franchise record in catches. So, like, let's just start there. Like, Yancey Thigpen. My dad would also kill me if I didn't take him. So, shout out, Dad. let's see. My next pick. This is tough. Let's see. I'm in between someone who is currently on the team and one of my favorite players from several years ago.
Okay.
Let's see.
I know who that is.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing. You're tipping off your opponents here who, if you don't pick one of those players, now they know who you're gunning for.
Well, I know who I want to pick with this next pick, so I'm really hopeful that it's not one of her potential picks.
All right.
The problem is Morgan, Jordan, and I hardly ever disagree on things.
Right.
So I feel like a lot of – it's really bizarre. Like, it's really bizarre.
Right. I know.
But we're always pretty much on the same page, so that makes us harder.
All right. This next one I'm going to go with – I'm going to go with Emmanuel Sanders.
Whoa, Emmanuel Sanders. That is a unique pick there. Okay. One of the Cash Money crew.
I'm thinking of how my players will complement each other. I'm going with Emmanuel Sanders.
That's the strategy here is how do you think you would use these players? Because that's going to be part of your argument segment too, is, hey, I'm picking this guy to work with this guy because they're going to cause these matchup problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the thinking ahead. Jordan, your third round pick is here. You've got Lynn Swann and Santonio Holmes. Who do you got next?
Antoine Randall-L.
Whoa, you had that one locked up.
Yeah, you were ready for that one.
Yep.
Going with a guy who threw a touchdown in the Super Bowl, threw a touchdown in Super Bowl 42, mm-hmm. Hines Ward, who won the MVP. Very, very good, very interesting pick there. Okay, I like it. I like it. Samantha, you're back here with your third and fourth round picks back-to-back. You've got AB. You've got John Stallworth. We just had some more recent Steelers go off the board. Who you got now?
Well, we're about to have some locker room issues because I'm going to pick Juju.
Whoa, we got fights.
Shoot.
We got fights.
Again, because I think
Antonio Brown.
That slot receiver, I need a mismatch on some of these positions. Mm-hmm. So. I
mean, you're just setting that team up for failure, Sam.
Can he even catch? No, he can't.
Boo Boo Smith Schuster.
This is the first time I have ever heard any of you speak negatively of Juju. It's when you want to win a contest.
Oh my gosh, too much.
All right, Samantha, who's your fourth round pick here?
This gets hard because I want to I kind of just want to keep going with this mismatch theme of like.
Mm.
How could you defend these players if they're all on the same team? And
right.
Part of, you know, I think I'm going to have to pick Chase Claypool for that reason. Because
there you go. I was wondering.
Giant.
I was wondering when Claypool would get here. All right. So you have four picks in. Jordan, it's back to you. You've got Swann, Holmes, and Randall L. Now I'm interested to see who you go with here with your fourth round pick.
I'm going to take Mike Wallace.
Mike, we got the speedster. Yep.
Great one.
I'll talk about it in a minute. Yeah.
That's
loves him so much.
You got him and Randall and him on as burners. Yikes, that's speed on the field right there. All right, Morgan, it's back to you for your fourth and fifth round pick. This is finishing out your roster of all-time Steelers wide receiver. You've got Hines Ward, Yancey Thigpen, Emmanuel Sanders. Who are your last two guys?
All right, listen. This is so tough because part of me is like, are we going on who they were when they were with the Steelers?
Yes, we are going with who they were when they were with the Steelers. I'm sorry I didn't say that earlier.
Okay.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
That changes some things. I'm going to go with Martavis Bryant.
Wow. Mm. All right.
Good All right. choice.
Love him.
Martavis, the guy who caught a touchdown pass in the playoffs on his butt.
I mean,
he was so good.
He was really dang good.
I want to say about Martavis Bryant and the potential that was there, but we can talk about that later.
We will talk about that in the third segment because he's always an intriguing point in these conversations with the talent that he brought to the table.
Absolutely. Let's see.
Your fifth round pick.
My last pick. Deontay Johnson.
Whoa, oh, the Twister.
Nice.
No.
See, I was wondering when we're going to get some. Oh my gosh, I wanted to pick. I knew that was coming at some point. All right, Morgan rounds out her picks with Deontay Johnson. Jordan, your final pick to complete your list. You have Lynn Swann, Santonio Holmes, Antoine Randall, and Mike Wallace.
I'm going to go with
Plexico Burress, please.
Plexico Burress.
Oh, I know. I almost took him.
You guys are killing me. I'm like, oh, Morgan got Deontay Johnson. It's okay. I'll get Plaxico. Okay. All
right. Samantha, the cupboards have been raided. You are down to the final pick. 14 players have been taken. You have Antonio Brown, John Stallworth, Juju Smith-Schuster, Chase Claypool. Who is the final Steelers receiver to go on your all-time list?
Louis Lips.
Ooh, that's an OG one. Pick right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was kind of shocked he didn't go already.
Yep. Yeah,
I'm shocked.
Yep, a guy who was a big, tall, deep threat in it got lost in just the wrong era of the Steelers.
Yeah,
late 80s and 90s. So yeah, it's tough for Louis Lips. But we have assembled our crews here. Morgan's picks: Hines Ward, Yancey Thigpen, Emmanuel Sanders, Martavis Bryant, Deontay Johnson. Jordan's picks: Lynn Swanson, Antonio Holmes, Antoine Randall, Mike Wallace, and Plaxico Burress. Samantha's picks: Antonio Brown, John Stallworth, Juju Smith-Schuster, Chase Claypool, and Louis Lips. Those are our assembled teams. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, they're going to debate who created the best list to win your vote on the Locked On Steelers podcast. But first, we got to talk to our friends at rockauto.com. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than charging prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On, that's LOCKED, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us section so that they can know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com today. You need a snack that's going to both help you get through the rest of your day, but also be good for you. That's where Built Bar comes in. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. They have 18 amazing flavors, including 6 of their newest ones, being caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. There's so much to enjoy, and also, don't forget, they help you lose and maintain weight. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and great for anyone that's currently on a keto diet. Right now, Built Bar has a special promo code for you to get a great deal on their website. Go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON15. to get 15% off your next order. Again, that's Locked On 15, LOCKED 15, and you'll get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Back here on Fantasy Draft Friday on the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm Chris Carter here with the host of Yinzers. We've got Morgan, Jordan, and Samantha. Now, they just selected their all-time Steelers wide receivers in the Fantasy Draft Friday contest in the last segment. This segment, it's time to earn your vote, the Locked On Steelers listeners. If you want to vote on this contest, go to the Locked On Steelers Facebook group, ask to join the group. I'll add you as soon as possible, and be sure to vote. The poll will be up from Friday and then until I record on Sunday for the Monday show. So if you want to get your vote in or get your opinion on who picked right or who messed up, be sure to get in the Locked On Steelers Facebook group. To rattle off these lists one more time, Morgan's list had Hines Ward, Yancey Thigpen, Emmanuel Sanders, Martavis Bryant, and Deontay Johnson. Jordan's list had Lynn Swanson, Antonio Holmes, Antoine Randall, Mike Wallace, and Plaxico Burress. Samantha had Antonio Brown, John Stallworth, Juju Smith-Schuster, Chase Claypool, and Lewis Lips. Because Samantha went last, I'm going to give her the first chance to defend her list here. Samantha, explain to the listeners why your list is better than everyone else's.
Have you ever tried to cover Antonio Brown and John Stallworth?
No, I have not.
I don't think anyone has.
Wondering.
Not even imagining.
Wondering.
I don't know. Just imagining. I don't know. You put Lewis Lips back there, punt returning, and you have Juju in the slot.
If Juju doesn't want to play in the slot?
Monster. You know what? Him and Antonio Brown, they can rock, paper, scissors, throw helmets at each other. I don't really care. They got to figure it out. Call each other names.
Boo-boo.
That will all happen.
Boo-boo.
That will all happen. Yes. So get ready for that on the sidelines.
They can call him Mr. Big Chest and Boo Boo. I don't really care. You guys just
catch touchdowns.
Someone catch the ball.
Yeah.
Yes. Catch touchdowns. Argue later. You guys can TikTok together. I don't care.
You guys can TikTok together. So Samantha,
like Claypool's there for that.
Yeah. See, now here's the other thing here, Samantha. You've got maybe the best route runner of our generation, of this generation of playing football. You've got maybe the best receiver of the 70s and John Stallworth. You've got Juju Smith-Schuster, who currently may be the Steelers' best receiver. But then all those guys, they do specific things that involve route running and getting open. Then you got two major deep threats in Claypool and Lips. I like how you assembled this list here, because you clearly have strengths at different areas that you can cycle them out. Like, hey, I don't need John Stallworth on the play every time. Maybe sometimes I want my burner and Chase Claypool. Maybe I want to go up and get a deep ball with Lewis Lips. I like some of the selections you had here.
That's why I didn't base it off of, like, obviously we know Antonio Brown and Juju will never play on a team again together, but it's more based off of who creates the biggest mismatch for teams. And I think that would be these five guys.
Very fair. Very fair. Now, okay, moving right along. We're going back to Jordan. Jordan, you had the second pick. Again, you had Lynn Swanson, Tony Holmes, Antoine Randall, Mike Wallace, and Plaxico Burress. Explain to the listeners why your list was the best.
So I was also kind of keeping in mind diversity of talent and position and where the guys are in the field and how they line up. But I was also taking into account personality and off-field behavior as well, because obviously Antonio Brown is one of the most talented receivers to ever step foot on a field. However, he is also arguably one of the most unstable. So my thought was Lynn Swann has the same type of athleticism and ability. It's difficult to compare because they played in different eras, but he was able to make those same types of catches that you watch and you're like, what? Mm-hmm. How did he do that? And just that raw talent. He has that. Santonio Holmes, obviously, he's kind of like a combination of the speed and the grit, which I love, because he was not scared to make those impossible catches and fight for the extra yards. Like he was just whatever it took to win, he did it. He was very aware of where his feet were at all times, mindful of his positioning on the field. He was just a very solid, well-rounded football player. Antoine Randall, of course, was a dual threat. And yes. I can't remember the Steelers ever being, at least the offense, ever being as fun to watch in my lifetime as they were in that 2005-2006 season when they won the Super Bowl. And they used a lot of gadgets in the playoffs. I remember the game against Cincinnati in the wild card. They did some trick stuff and fake end arounds and throw like, and then obviously, of course, the Super Bowl touchdown pass from Antoine Randall to Hines Ward. How are you supposed to know what to do against an offense when their receivers can also function as a quarterback?
It's tough.
And it's really tough. And I'm trying to remember who else I picked. I know
Mike Wallace and Plexico
Mike Burks. Wallace. So Mike Wallace is just pure speed and an excellent route runner. The only reason that they let him go was because he was a casualty of keeping Antonio Brown. It wasn't like he declined or his play dipped off. Unfortunately, his career didn't quite keep going on the same trajectory as when he was in Pittsburgh, but it wasn't like he was not performing and the Steelers.
I mean, you go from playing with Ben Roethlisberger to Joe Flacco. What do you expect?
Yeah,
exactly. Bum, the giant bum. but yeah, he was just able to create separation. And then as soon as he got the football, he was just off and running. Like nobody could catch him. And then Plexico Burris rounds it out with the size. Like he's kind of like the Chase Claypool type receiver he's just so tall and so big and really, really strong. And I just look at that receiving core and think there's no way that any defense is going to be able to match up against them and win. Nine times out of 10, those receivers are going to set themselves apart from the defense in the secondary and make plays.
There you go. That's an interesting list there. You got Swan and Holmes have been the big time catches and big time moment guys. Mm-hmm. You got Wallace for the speed. You got Randall for shifting his speed and trick plays and punt returning. You've got all of that. And then you still got Plexico Burris to go up and get the football when you need, when you need it. I also want to point out in this, before we get to Morgan, I always do this just for fun at the end of it. I do what's called the ring quotient, where we count how many Super Bowl rings for the Steelers between all the lists. Morgan's list has two Super Bowl rings, all with Hines Ward. Jordan has the most with six Super Bowl rings, and her Super Bowl rings represent all the Steelers Super Bowl rings wins. You got four with Swan, one with Holmes, one with Randall. Almost had two with Randall if they'd have pulled it off against the Packers that one year. It would have had another one with Mike Wallace because he would have been on that list. And Samantha, you had four as well because you had John Stallworth on your team, but all your other guys, Lewis Lips, just not in the right time. Chase Claypool, a second year player, and Juju and Antonio Brown during the last decade when the Steelers hadn't won any. So it's always interesting to look at that. Some people would like to add that to the debate. But Morgan, you had the first overall pick. You went Hines Ward, Yancey Thigpen, Emmanuel Sanders, Martavis Bryant, and Deontay Johnson. Explain to listeners why your team was the best.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Hines Ward, we're looking at the best receiver in the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I don't think that's up for debate. I think that we can all agree that Hines Ward was the most consistent, the most aggressive, the most reliable receiver that the Pittsburgh Steelers may have ever had. And granted, you know, he's in great company, and that's a really tough list to top.
Yeah.
But I think anyone who has followed the Steelers for any considerable amount of years will tell you that Hines Ward was the GOAT. Obviously, I was going with him for number one. If I hadn't, it would have been Antonio Brown. It's got to be Hines Ward for what he brings to the table as not only a wide receiver, someone who catches the ball. He defined that role for a lot of people, but like the toughness, he knocked dudes out.
Yeah.
Like, and we don't forget about it. I mean, Rivers certainly hasn't forgotten about it, but like you just.
Dang. Call the man out element, by name.
Exactly. He brings an element to the game, to the field, that is unmatched. And, you know, I think he elevates everyone around him. No one wants to get near Hines Ward. No one wants to touch Hines Ward. So, you know, you have to cover him in a special way that a lot of teams aren't able to do. And, you know, that was my obvious first pick. Then we move on to Yancey Thigpen. Like I said, my dad would just murder me if I didn't pick him, but he was an extremely reliable, extremely tough receiver. And I just, you know, I've seen video of him. I don't remember watching a ton on him, but I do know that he led the franchise for a good amount of time in catches. And I can just imagine with a quarterback who is reliable, who can throw deep passes, that he would just absolutely kill it. Who was after that? Emmanuel Sanders?
Yes.
I'm a huge Emmanuel Sanders fan. I loved all the Young Money guys, right? Like those, to decide. Me too. Really tough to decide between, at that point, AB was gone, but between him and Mike Wallace, because when they were all there, Wallace was arguably my favorite. You know, he was the show pony. He was the guy who made the big splashy plays. But you look at Emmanuel Sanders, and I know we're only talking about their time with the Steelers, but you're hard pressed to find someone who has been as consistent and versatile as Emmanuel Sanders has been. He can play inside. He can play outside. He's quick. He makes great catches. He's tough. I love what he brings to a team. I love what he brings to a wide receiver core. A lot of what I looked at when I was picking my guys is I want to look at the personality, like the attitude that they're bringing to the field, right? And I just love the consistency, the hard nose football that a lot of these guys played. And I think Emmanuel Sanders lives up to that. I think that he has been incredible the entirety of his career. And if, you know, if this is the end of it, then, you know, great, great job. But I was bummed when he left. And I feel like if we could have found a way to keep him, he could have been incredible in Pittsburgh for the majority of his career.
Yeah.
Let's see who was after that.
You had Martavis and Deontay as your final picks.
So Martavis is an obvious choice, right? Yes. Like he brings the height. He's the deep threat. He makes incredible catches. He was so just like electric to watch. Like I loved watching him play the game. He was reliable. He made some insane, like Chris mentioned earlier, some insane plays in the red zone. And red zone threats are something that we've kind of been lacking in the recent years. So I'm like drawn to them because it's like, you know, I'm missing that element. And Martavis was just the talent that man possessed was truly remarkable. And it's such a shame how things have played out with him. I saw just recently that he's been suspended in the CFL as well.
Yeah,
so
it's horrible.
It's brutal. And he fights some mental demons, you know, and, you know, prayers up for him. But he was one of my favorite Steelers receivers to watch. He was just so exciting. And then lastly, Deontay. I mean, I feel like his ceiling is so high. When he's on and you get him in open field, he's electric. He's got crazy speed. He's elusive. The hands are something that I'm hoping he can work on. He can improve on. And I do believe that he will. He's a hard ass worker. Like he has been out there the entire off season, just trying to be better. And I have full faith that he will be, but he's another guy who's just like exciting to watch. And he's super low key too. So that's, you know, when you have Hines Ward, you need some guys who are just going to kind of like sit back and let Hines be Hines. So
yep.
That's my team.
See, the one thing about this is with Hines is that people forget that in the late 90s, when he came into being the Hines Ward everyone knew and loved, the Steelers receiving group kind of hit a lull. Part of it was the passing game was struggling to find itself with Cordell, you know, stepping in and then trying to figure out if it was him or Mike Tomczak or whoever Bill Kyle was trying to go with at the time. But like Charles Johnson, Courtney Hawkins, they were. It was Hines Ward who said, no, this is going to be the group's identity. And then when they drafted Plaxico Burress, he fell right in behind Hines Ward. And then Antoine Randle, when he came, he was a quarterback who developed into a quick, shifty wide receiver. But eventually, in his best years, he became a blocking wide receiver. Why? Because Hines Ward dug in him as a leader. And you saw that. Even with Lyman Sweet, you all remember, AFC Championship game, Lyman Sweet drops the ball. Would have been an easy touchdown, put the Ravens away in the AFC Championship game. He's like on the ground. He's pissed at himself. And Hines Ward says, Sweet, come here. And he talks to him and he tells him, go out there and just make the next play. And about five plays later, he destroyed Corey Ivey blocking for Heath Miller. So,
well, and it's like I said, like you look at Hines Ward and he elevates everyone around
him. Yeah, the leadership element. I agree.
Exactly. So when you're picking other guys for this team, like when I'm picking Martavis, when I'm picking Emmanuel Sanders, when I'm picking Deontay, you just know that Hines Ward goes up to them and elevates their game, works with them after practice. Like, you know, in the middle of a game, he's the guy gassing everybody up. He is the one that's like, you get out there and you do your damn job because we're the Pittsburgh effing Steelers. And that's, and you're not going to make us look like shit today. Sorry. Like, not going to happen. And you just know, I mean, as good as all of these guys were, he's elevating them. He's making them better.
Absolutely. Just as a final review here, my notes on all of your teams, I think the most positive parts of your teams, Morgan, you got that leadership. You got the guys who kind of kept their head in the game a lot of times. Jordan, your list, you got the big game playmakers. You got Lynn Swann, Santonio Holmes, and you got the Super Bowl rings all on your side in this list. Samantha, you have the best statistical guys. When you look at the Steelers' all-time receiving leaders, yeah, Hines Ward does lead it, but the next two guys are Antonio Brown and John Stallworth, and then Lewis Lips after Heath Miller. You have three of the top four receivers, receiving leaders in yards in Steelers history. So each of you has a very strong claim to this. Listeners, I hope that you've enjoyed this show because they did a heck of a job assembling their crews here. Vote on the Locked On Steelers Facebook group all today, Friday, through the weekend to see who you want to win, whether it's Morgan's, Jordan's, or Samantha's team. I'll have those listed there in that group. Ladies, thank you so much for being here on this podcast. It's always a blast to have you here. I want to send you guys off. Before we do, I want to remind everyone about the Hayward House, these Three Rivers Celebrity Softball game this Saturday, 7 p.m., Washington Wild Things Park in Washington, PA. Morgan and I will be playing. Samantha and Jordan will be announcing and handling the broadcast duties. It's going to be a fun time. It's $10 for a ticket. So come on out, have a good time with us, meet us, and also get to see the Steelers be knocking softballs all over the place. It's going to be a great time. Ladies, thank you so much for being. I want to start with Samantha. Please let the listeners know where they can find you, follow you, and get more of your work.
Twitter.com/SamanthaXJames_ and Twitter.com/Yinzers.
Same for you, Jordan. Let people know they can find you, follow you, and see other things you're working on.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at Fidge Newton and also on Instagram at Fidge Newton. I have my own podcast where I talk all the Pittsburgh sports teams, Pirates, sort of Penguins, Steelers,
helmet hair. I've been on there once.
You were. I also drink local craft beer and talk about that, which is always a good time. And Yinzers, of course. Yeah, at Yinzers official. Is it official on Instagram? What's the Instagram? Yes. Okay, there we go. Got it.
There you go. Morgan, let people know they can find you, follow you, and get more things you're working on.
Yes, I'm at Tokyo Exmo on Twitter and on Instagram. Like Sam and Jordan said, at Yinzers on Twitter. And like Chris said, come out on Saturday, meet us, kick it with us, and donate to a great cause. It's going to be so much fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. Thank you, ladies, for all being on the show. Really appreciate you as always. That's your Locked On Steelers podcast for this week. You just listened to a Fantasy Draft Friday episode. Thank you for making through it. If you're enjoying the podcast, remember to subscribe. We're on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and the app Odyssey. That's AUDACY Odyssey. Remember to rate us 5 stars with a positive comment. That gets you a shout out at the end of the show. I'm Chris Carter. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Carter Critiques. You can find me here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. Also check out the Friday edition of the Locked On NFL podcast, where I host with your boy Q, talking all things NFL there. Thanks again for listening to the show. Be back in your ears Monday with more on your Pittsburgh Steelers.